you know what? It's like we have this thing. We both were harmonizing in the same way, and so I tried to jump to another part to leave room for you, and then we went to an alternate part at the same time. It's a sign of a good, accommodating person you are. Well, this is, you know, the contradiction that the thing I face is that when I was young, I didn't really know what I needed to do to write a song. I had to wait for everything to, you know, flash in my brain. But I had all the time for that to happen. And now I actually know pretty much what I should do to put myself in the place to write a song, but I never think I have the time to go there. So anyway, I'm going to flash back to when I had more time than ideas, and I just... So I took this really serious, this song, and it had damping in it, which is this, you put your hand here and you... Oh, I'm doing it really well. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be such a rocker. It's going to alienate all of my audience, all six of them. And I don't know if this is going to just change everything, writing such a rock and roll song. So I was sitting on my futon number two, because futon number one had been desecrated by a kitty cat. And I was sitting living.
Did they call it a puton then? Or
exactly. I know, that would be a polite word for what the kitty cat did all over it. And they didn't stop at one body function, if I remember correctly. And I remember there was an electronics store behind our house, and my friend Philip had to come and roll it up on his shoulder at 2 o'clock in the morning and dump it into their dumpster. And to be 24 again. So this is a... Anyway, this was the song, and you know, the great thing is that I got into a good habit early of just taking what came to me and going with it. And this was, to be honest, I knew somebody in high school who thought he was a bad kid, and he died in high school, and he was a great kid. And so I thought, oh goodness, what if we put one of these bad kids up in a conversation with God, and oh gosh, what would happen if that kid were surrounded by Muzak all day? Because given the demographic that usually makes it up to heaven, you know, it'd probably be like, oh, great. So that's really all I was going on. And then I had this terrible kind of tiki lounge melody in my head, and I told a friend of mine that I wanted to put this into a song. Was that a good idea? And unlike that first person, you know, my friend Julie, she said, that's a terrible idea. I thought, I think I'll reevaluate this friendship and not my idea. So this is the song I wrote. It's called Alleluia.